If we picked just one colour that signalled the arrival of spring each year, it'll most likely be yellow. Perceived to be the brightest colour of our visible spectrum, it's a tranquil, warming colour that in many cultures around the world symbolises happiness and warmth. And here, with the onset of spring, it seems as though the cold and gloomy light of winter is finally softened by yellows from the strengthening sunlight and the many plants whose flowers reflect yellow. And as wildlife becomes active again in spring, it's when Britain's only resident yellow butterfly is back on the wing. The brimstone, an archaic name that's synonymous with sulphur. Usually emerging from dense ivy or bramble, where the adults would have hibernated throughout winter, brimstones can be seen in gardens throughout most of Britain as they search for spring's nectar-rich flowers. But as they settle to feed, they'll never be seen with their wings open as they hold them tightly close together, where, shaped like a leaf, they'll be disguised amongst the foliage. And also, it'll only be the male butterflies that are yellow, since the females are a pale pastel green. But it's those males with their rich yellow butter-coloured wings who are thought to be the reason why butterflies are called butterflies. Yet on warm, sunny days, it'll be common for us to see the males and females together and engaged in lengthy courtship flights above our gardens that culminate with them gradually descending into the foliage to mate, perfectly camouflaged amongst the leaves. The females then depart to search for buckthorn bushes, where they'll need to lay their small, white, bottle-shaped eggs individually onto the newly opened leaves. The small green caterpillars that then hatch from these eggs feed on the buckthorn's leaves for about a month before they're ready to pupate, at which point they'll secure themselves to a stem with a tiny silk thread and change into a chrysalis. Then just 2 or 3 weeks later, the new generation of adult brimstones begin to hatch. However, these beautiful, pristine young butterflies won't be interested in searching for mates, though, but just the nectar-rich flowers of summer, where they'll imbibe on the sugary juices day after day until the onset of autumn, when, driven by shortening day length and falling temperatures, they'll slip into a patch of tangled foliage of ivy or bramble, as countless generations have done before, to hibernate throughout the winter. And so, for us to know the relatively simple life cycle of the brimstone butterfly, it'll be quite easy to help them within our gardens, simply by ensuring that throughout the year there are plenty of nectar-rich flowers, an undisturbed, ivy-covered fence or tree trunk, and a buckthorn bush or two amongst the plantings.